plays out way, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we got Eric sitting here in studios tonight, and we're all strapped in and ready to ride. And we got a good show lined up for you. By your testimony, you overcome. So we believe in our heart tonight that we've got a testimony that pleases Yahweh. We just hope and trust that you feel that you have in your heart. If not, this show is for you tonight. Praise Yahweh. And we believe that there's a certain requirements that you've got to meet to make it into the kingdom. And, you know, some of these kingdom preachers, Eric is listening to one today, called himself a kingdom preacher. And he's talking about the American name of Jesus, and that was a correct name. And, you know, I don't understand how these preachers, these dumb kingdom preachers, can get off with that untruth. That's not true. You see, the name Jesus wasn't even in the King James Bible. Mm-hmm. And the original text, and then the Revised Version, it made it in. So, you know, now they try to justify that name. It's a false name. And we get a lot of ridicule and persecution because we speak against that name. And the reason we do that, there's only one name. Now, let's look at it from his standpoint. He said that Jesus was his American name. Wonder what his name would be in Russian. Or maybe Greek. Well, you see, that's the problem here, folks. I mean, Mikhail Gorbachev, that's Russian. Well, when he comes to America, that's his name over here. Names are transliterated, not translated. So these kingdom preachers that are out trying to promote Jesus and ride the fence, you know, we're after those type of preachers, and that's their testimony. And maybe they're going to have great trouble when they get up there and, you know, and they give an American version of a name. When in the Hebrew, the Father spoke to Paul in the Hebrew, and he sure didn't say Jesus back then. No. Nobody had ever heard of Jesus, Eric, until around 1702, when they really modified the name and finally worked it into where it's become in its modern terms now. And that name has been translated out of the Bible, which is Yahweh. And of course they get over there and then they say, well, Yahshua is a substitute name for the name of Yahweh. Well, that's not correct either. We take issue with that. And our testimony tonight, you know a tree by its fruit. And we only talk what's in our heart, praise Yahweh. We don't compromise with the truth just to get somebody to be sympathetic toward our ministry of things. We try to make enemies, praise Yahweh. And that's what we're in the game for. If we can make enough enemies, we'll have a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got all friends, then you've got Yahweh for an enemy. And we don't want that, praise Yahweh.
Right.
If you love the world, the love of the Father ain't in you. So you've got to have a testimony here tonight. We're going to give you one out of the Scriptures. And we're going to start in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. And so mark your text up here and get with us here and strap in here. And let's go for a ride down the Scripture path. Thank you, Brother Eric. Folks, tonight we're going to talk about testimony. We believe that you've got to have one. So the Bible says that by your words you're justified, and by your words you are condemned. Now, everybody's going to stand before their Maker, praise Yahweh, and give an account. And so you got to muster up to roll call here, so to speak. You've got to have a testimony. And you know, there's a scripture that indicates some of the parables in the New Testament, where they were speechless when he asked them a question of what they were doing there. So if you even make it to the kingdom and you're not qualified, or you don't have a testimony that will please Yahweh, you're going to have great trouble. And we're going to start in 11 and 5. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased Yahweh. Well, here we go now. Here's Enoch. It's a type of the transition between life and death. You've got to have a testimony that will be a code key. You know, sometimes these modern contraptions now, they have these gates or these doors that open to voice command. And so if your testimony is not keyed to the right frequency of truth, you're not going to make it in. Praise Yahweh. And this is how Yahweh sort of weeds out the sheep and the goats. So now, if you will go over to Luke chapter, we're going over to 9. And we're going to look again at what the meaning of the testimony. You see, Enoch had a testimony that pleased Yahweh. And we're in the 9th chapter, and we're going to start at the 5th verse. And whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. Now, you see, I don't care how you treat the messenger. You can shoot the messenger, but the message will stand. Somebody else will pick it up and run with it. You can evil entreat the message, praise Yahweh, or the messenger, but the message will stand, and it'll be a testimony against you in the day of reckoning, for you will have to give an account, praise Yahweh. So you see, you better have something rather than a year tickle message, or something just to please the people. You know, that's why I talk about the name thing here. We are on record that there's only one name given that has any salvation. If you know of any more names, then you need to come aboard and debate it with us here, or try to persuade us that you've got the right name. We can read here 5,823 times the Holy Tetragrammaton, which is Yahweh in the Hebrew, which was the original book it was written in. So we're going to run with that until we get some new information here, praise Yahweh. That is his name. We've seen miracles worked in this name, and we have a testimony concerning this name. So if you've never had this name called over you in water baptism for the remission of sins, you may not have the testimony that pleases Yahweh. If you don't really believe and practice the great name of Yahweh, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you folks are in this legalistic law stuff, and we're not to keep the feast and things of this nature. Well, we don't keep the feast because we have to. We keep it because we have a great time, don't we, Eric? Praise Yahweh. We get to see our brothers and sisters, and we get to eat and drink and be merry, and we dance and we sing and we preach and we have a testimony, and everybody gets to share in these things. So that's why we keep, not because we have to. We've never said we had to keep the feast, that you're going to hell if you don't keep the feast. But let me tell you something, praise Yahweh. If you won't do what he said to do, and if you won't follow the traditions of the elders, there's something wrong with you anyway.
Yep.
And you're probably out of the ballpark anyway. So you're going to have voice command control trouble when you get into the kingdom, when the gate won't open to your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you won't praise him down here, you probably wouldn't praise him up there. If you're ashamed of him down here, you'd probably be ashamed of him up there. So that's why. See, Eric, I hate to say this, so you're going to laugh real big, and Dr. Gary's going to get a double out of this. That's where the cheese gets bounded. Praise Yahweh. And that's an inside joke, so to speak, of these two guys that pulled prank on me and doctored up my cheese. But that's how the situation goes here. You see, you're going to have gate trouble, and you're going to get bound up with the cheese, praise Yahweh. If you don't know the big cheese, you're...
Yeah.
Luckily, Eric, you know, you have to do because you know the big thing. Praise Yahweh. And get back again. Look at the truth here. The testimony. There is a testimony to please Yahweh. Now we're going over to Luke chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 14. This is a very important scripture here for you to look at. Praise Yahweh. And these are the things that really stand out in my mind that you've got to have a testimony to please Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to check into the great name here and the doctrines that we teach. We don't teach for money. We don't teach for reputation. We don't teach for a crowd. We teach for the truth, and we're trying to get home to heaven. And we know that if we can persuade just one soul, and with the truth, then we've saved that soul from hell, and we'll get a reward for our efforts. Praise God. That's why we labor among you. Otherwise, Eric, I'd be eating and drinking at the local saloon like I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be drinking that good Tennessee sipping whiskey, praise Yahweh. And I'd be having me a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, eat, drink, be merry, because tomorrow you die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're going to eat, drink, and be merry here in the feastings of Yahweh, and then we're going to live, praise Yahweh. That's
praise
why we got a testimony that pleases him. Let's look at the 14th verse. And he charged them to tell no man, but to go to show thyself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Now, this is a work that he did. He healed the 10 lepers, and only one came back, signifying that there's only one way, praise Yahweh, and there's only a few that'll get the message. So it's about one out of 10 million here,
mm-hmm.
Eric, that's going to get this message. So there is a testimony either for you or it's against you. Now, let's quickly go over to the book of Revelations and start in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelations, and we're going to find a very important scripture in Revelations chapter 14, or chapter 19, rather, and verse 10. And this is telling us that you've got to have a testimony, and those that are righteous will have. Let's look at it here in verse 10. Praise Yahweh. Now, let me read you verse 9. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of Yahweh. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see that thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Yahweh-Shua. Worship God, for the testimony of Yahweh-Shua is the spirit of prophecy. So I believe that what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. That's why that I stick to the procedures of Scripture. I do believe that these things are written for our learning and for our correction, that we could be reproved when we go wrong, and that we could study to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I have about 50 years in service here searching the Scriptures, and I do it not for my health. I don't do it to show off or to show I know a lot of Scriptures, because I don't know a whole lot. But this I do know. You got to have a testimony that pleases Yahweh. And it is the testimony of the Spirit. Praise Yahweh. So if you don't have a spirit to please Yahweh, a testimony, you're not going to make it into the kingdom. That's what the Scripture says here now. In Revelation 15 and verse 4, I'm going to start at verse 4, and then I'll read verse 5. And that's our text for you, 15 and 5. Revelation. So again, we're reading here. Who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and glorify thy name? Not thy name. You know, if the Scriptures had given him many names, we heard that, crap. There's many titles addressed to the deity, but only one name.
That's right.
You know, Yahweh wouldn't confuse you with two or three names when he put himself in Scriptures. There's only one name given.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Your testimony won't match up with the name. If you haven't confessed that name out of your mouth, you know, sometimes they'll say, oh, Yahweh, and then sometimes they'll say, in Jesus, and then somewhere, Yahshua, and you know, all this, and these are kingdom preachers. What makes me so sick, Eric, I can excuse these poor bell box ministers, but these kingdom preachers, they get out and address Yahweh in the feasts and things, and then when they get behind or send out little tapes, you know, they're trying to win souls or probably get donations, they use Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell you up front and downtown, praise Yahweh, that Jesus is not even 400 years old. So he ain't old enough to save you. You better call on somebody that can, and his name ain't Jesus. You say, well, I've been blessed with Jesus. Well, you see, if that's all you know, and you were calling on that name, it ain't because that makes it his name when you call Jesus and he responds to you. That means that he is responding to your plea of faith, that you are ignorantly worshiping him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did for 30 years. I have to confess that I ignorantly worshiped Yahweh for 30 years in Jesus. Well, I got my correction, praise Yahweh, when I heard the truth and I walked in, I found a little rest for my soul. So I'm real thankful tonight. Who shall not fear you and glorify your name for thou only? And see, if you ain't got a testimony of only.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key here. There's only one name to be saved by, folks. And this is a testimony that pleases Yahweh. If you go out here as a bumbling preacher, and you're out here trying to preach two or three names, you've got a problem. Number one, you don't know yourself, or you're confused, or you're trying to deceive, or you're just trying to compromise for the sake of trying to win a crowd. Well,
exactly.
I found out that crowds just bring you trouble, heartache, waste your time, efforts, and all your money, and they'll eat away at your flesh, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather have one good man or one good woman or two or three gathered in his name where they know the truth than to be among a bunch of bungling idiots, praise Yahweh, that never can decide what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you people that say that Jesus is his English name, I'd like to address you on that. Number one, you are erring in your testimony. Number two, if you knew anything about language, you'd know that language and names are not translated, they're transliterated. So, his English name could not be Jesus. It was Jesus in Greek, so how they have translated that out into modern terms of Jesus is a mystery to me. Now, they can't even figure it out. We have a $1,000 challenge to anybody that can prove his name was Jesus before 1611.
Mm-hmm.
You can get $1,000, praise Yahweh. Well,
right.
That ought to be worth the effort. You know, if you'll sell your soul for a piece of bread, you know, you ought to take $1,000 of our money if you could prove it. So we're just interested in getting the truth out to you, and the reason we do that is to shock you into reality, or those that are addressing you or deceiving you and trying to position you in their flock as one of their sheep. And then they have to fight to protect you, because when old grizzled preachers like myself come along, we skin your hide, praise Yahweh, and we give you a good cleanup, and we got a testimony that'll burn you up, praise Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you want to hate us and despise us, but you know in the bottom of your heart that truth is just like solar sulfur. Well, that cook soap. That's pretty good job done.
It does. It'll
clean you up real good, praise Yahweh. Now, notice this, verse 5. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. Now, what in the world is that testimony of tabernacle of testimony in heaven? Well, you see, that's the key here. How that you can position yourself here upon earth with a testimony that will match the testimony in heaven. And let me tell you something, folks. This is a straight way. That's a narrow gate, and only a few dare be to find it. So that's my testimony tonight to you. And folks, we're having a great time here tonight. I'm really enjoying this thing here. I'm really beginning to feel the deep down power of the testimony and what it takes to please Yahweh, sir. And we're delighted to have Eric this opportunity to present to the people the truth that we do have a testimony that we think that pleases our Heavenly Father. We originally know that because we're hated of the world down the pathway of righteousness. And so that tells us something, praise Yahweh. We're not in no large, big, worldwide movement. We are the underground, praise Yahweh. We are the word of mouth people, you know, and we barely can hang on to heritage here, you know, and make the bills here and keep our time here. And so folks, this time that we spend with you, we feel like it's very valuable, and it is our testimony. We're going now to feather the scriptures here in Revelation chapter 12. And we're going to start at the 10th verse. I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is come salvation. Now remember, the Bible said in Acts 4:11 and 12, there's salvation in no other name. So ladies and gentlemen, you got a testimony in heaven now, and you got one on earth. And you've got a witness here that tells you that salvation comes through the name of Yahweh. And the only way that you can get that name applied to your spirit body is through immersion in water baptism for the remission of sin. That's what baptism is for. If you've never been immersed, you've never had remission. And this is apostolic teaching. We can go through scripture after scripture in the water baptismal thing, and you know, a lot of preachers come on and say, oh, that's done away with, that's under the law, that was under that dispensation. Neighbors, you know, if we would listen to these wolves in sheep clothing, when they come in and try to tear out the pages of the scriptures, if you were to really practice what they tell you to do and take your time and just every time they say, well, they don't mean that, that's done away with, and we're not under that, just reach into your Bible and wherever they're talking about, just tear that page out. If you listen to them long enough, you wouldn't have anything left but the lids of the Bible and no contextured substance inside, praise Yahweh. But we're not going to tell you to tear it out and do away with it. We're going to tell you to obey it and find salvation for yourself. Now has come strength and the kingdom and the power of the Christ. For the accuser, Satan, of our brother is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Now, here's the 11th verse. One I really want you to catch. This is very important for you and your testimony. And they, that's us, are you that have overcome, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. That is the initial blood letting for the Messiah, came for a race of people that would be genetically linked to the family of Yahweh. And by the word of their testimony. There's the key. So then, if you have a testimony and you have the word hidden in your heart, then through the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So you've got something to do, your neighbors. You're going to have to stand up for something or you'll fall for anything.
That's right. You need
to get you a testimony that will please Yahweh. Now we're going to the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation as we hunt through the scriptures here, and we're going to start at the 6th verse. These have power to shut heaven. These are the plagues now that are coming, and the two prophets. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of the prophecy, and have power over waters. Now, waters is people, to turn them to blood. That's righteous blood, I hope. And to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and shall kill them. Neighbor, let me tell you something. You seek to save your life, you lose it. For Yahweh's sake, you'll save it. So we're in the market here to give you a testimony that'll please Yahweh, that you would be able or you would be willing to lay down your life through your testimony. And it's very important that you get one according to the scriptures. Now, we're going to the 6th chapter, and we're going to start at the 9th verse of the book of Revelation. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. That means that their faith level was tested through their testimony. I said, if you won't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You've got to have a testimony that pleases Yahweh. It must be biblical, and it must be in the context of the way it was given through the Spirit. The Bible says to rightly divide the truth. Now, we know that the law is not the saving power of Yahweh. We know that the law was given for disobedience. But we also know that you would have not known sin except the law had said. So the law is fitting into the plan of Yahweh perfectly, and don't ever believe that it's done away with. You're under the law as long as you live. And if you will not basically keep the Ten Commandments, which is the divine structure of the law, you see the Jews and the Pharisees, these masqueraders, they came along, wolves in sheep clothing, and they added 614 or 613 little ordinances and things of this nature and have you going and coming. You basically just keep the Ten Commandments, and within that, the first two are the ones that structure your whole faith testimony, which is the Mark 12:29 will give you the text that tells you that you are still under this commandment. You got to love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you got to love Jacob Israel as yourself. Praise Yahweh. That's the testimony. And if you receive testimony of man, if you hear somebody say you don't have to keep the commandments, you tell him he's a liar, and you tell him I said so. And you got it, and you didn't get it from Buddy, you got it from the word of Yahweh. The Bible said he that says he loves Yahweh and won't keep his commandments is a liar and the truth ain't in him. That's still relevant for today. So you're under a testimonial of commandment keeping. And you know a tree by its fruit. Praise Yahweh.
Praise
so
God.
If you hear these preachers always harping, well, you're not in bondage, and we don't want you in bondage. Folks, let me tell you something. The Bible says the commandments of Yahweh is not bondage. These false prophets that colors the law of commandment keeping is bondage are nothing but liars and thieves and trying to climb up some other way. That's their testimony. The testimony of Yahweh says that the commandments of Yahweh are not grievous. You know, when it commands me to keep three feasts of the year, you know, am I all sad and depressed when I, about a week before the feast come up, you know, I'm dancing and singing and singing, and I can't wait to get there, and I don't want to leave when I get there.
Right.
I say, does that sound like that I'm under some grievous law because I love to keep the feast dates? Praise Yahweh. Well, you never know when you're supposed to keep, and glory to God, hallelujah. Well, if we don't know, why are we going to do it? Well, let me tell you something. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh didn't leave nobody in the dark. He told you exactly what day to keep his feast on. We're talking about the Feast of Passover. When did you keep it? You keep it on the full moon, at the 14th going down the sun. Now, is that very hard?
No, it shouldn't be.
These kingdom preachers that said, well, I believe it's on Saturday, and I believe it's on Sunday. I believe I could take the argument and go either way. Well, you know, the divided house won't stand. You're on a standing foundation. If you believe that you can take the Bible and prove anything, except the truth. That's what they do. They take the Bible and prove everything but the truth.
Right.
Well, rightly dividing the scriptures, you can take the Bible and prove the truth. And you hold on to that, and that's your testimony, and that'll get you home, praise Yahweh. Well, I love to associate with people that associate with scriptural teachings, hallelujah. That's why I go to the feast, and when I go, I have a good time. I play my guitar, I sing, I dance, I prank. I just have a good time. We eat, drink, and, you know, I gained about 10 pounds, Eric. That's a result of good Irish Scottish cooking, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those bagpipes that we had during the feast, Eric? It added the fifth dimension to our meeting, praise Yahweh. We all went away talking about, it was probably one of the most amazing feasts that I've been in a long time, and that was the little feast that we had in Andrews, North Carolina, with the people of Yahweh. That's all I seen over there. I didn't see no woods.
Right.
You know, you usually know a wolf by way he barks.
Mm-hmm.
Praise, I know it says that, but, well, that's a goat. Nah, no, it says that, but. Well, we didn't have no those goaters and those whippers to come in among us, praise Yahweh. And it's very rare that you get into a meeting where there's none of these, these preachers, they're the wolves. They come in because they've got a different testimony. They're trying to get a crowd to follow them. There's envy and jealousy and strife and every evil work. But when you get brothers and sisters that just gather up because they want to worship Yahweh, and they want to do those things which are pleasing and have a testimony that will add a dimension to others' faith, you see, we've got little lambs that come among us, Eric, and they grow by the examples that we set. Why do we keep the Passover and kill the lamb?
Oh, these lamb killers.
I sound like Santa Claus trying to sell another bill of goods. Praise God. Mm-hmm. You know, we're lamb killers because we like to eat lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe they're hog killers. Probably most of them are, by the way. And they do that because they like to eat pig. Well, we specifically like to eat lamb. Now, if we was eating pig, they wouldn't make fun of us. But we eat a lamb, and they say, oh, sacrilege, oh, my heavens. They're counting the blood of young unholy. And that wasn't what the Passover was for anyway. The Passover meal was family meal, given for the family. But it specifically called out the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Have lamb on the table.
Well, it's a great juice and crackers will do it today, going along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we think maybe that the old path is a little bit better. I don't like great juice and crackers.
Mm-hmm.
I like lamb. I like good wine.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yahweh. And I like good music. And I like people that come to the dance and sing and praise Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good flow of the spirit. And when we kill the lamb, we don't torture the lamb. We don't shoot him in the head either, do we?
No, we don't get him with a hot shot.
No.
And then slam him in the head with a spiked sledgehammer.
No, we don't. We do it according to biblical scripture, and we cut his throat, and let him bleed real good, and that's what the scripture says. And that's the way we do it. So, you know, that's the scriptures, and that's how we do it. Now, if we went down to Kroger's and picked us up a leg of lamb.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Oh, mercy. That'd be against the law anyway, wouldn't it, scriptures?
Yeah, let's go down and buy the lamb from the Jews.
Oh, yeah, but that'd be very convenient. So it's nice. You don't hear the animal. You know, you don't see it killed and everything. And so these little tootsie-wootsie creatures, these little weak ribs, you know, they look good in the dress, praise Yahweh. They might as well go ahead and put on one because they act like a woman.
That's right.
And most of them talk like one, praise Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kill a lamb. We're men.
Mm-hmm.
And then we provide for the family at the feast. And then we roast the lamb with fire, just like the scripture tells us to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's so awful about that now? Like I say, if we was having a pig roast, even the world will come out of it. We get the First Baptist after
that's
that,
right.
Praise Yahweh. Or the Second Baptist, or the First Presbyterian. And maybe a few of these kingdom preachers would slip in and get them a sausage and biscuit if they knew that we wouldn't talk about them, praise Yahweh.
Yeah.
You know, folks, listen, we don't kill the lamb because we're trying to deny the blood of the Messiah. We kill the lamb in remembrance of his blood.
That's right.
You see, they killed the lamb before the Messiah came, looking forward to the day he got here. Well, when the Messiah did come, he kept the practice of Passover. And then when he left, the apostolic fathers kept on keeping the Passover, praise Yahweh,
praise
in the remembrance of the time that he did come. And so we all have a part to play with our testimony, looking forward and now looking back on the day he did come. Now, Eric, by keeping these things which he gave us as traditions of the elders, praise Yahweh, we're doing these things. And remember, he said, when they won't receive your testimony, shake the dust of your feet, and it will be a testimony against them in the day of judgment. So, you know, these guys that put out these tapes, the lamb killers, you know, they ought to have some dramatic music behind that, you know.
Yeah.
And then they see us stalking through the pastor bill, and we jump on the poor little helpless lamb, and we cut his throat, and we deny the blood of the Messiah. That's not what that was for, ladies and gentlemen. I repeat, what we do it for is a testimony that Yahweh said on the 14th, on the first month, praise Yahweh, it's not very hard to determine when that is, when you get your spring equinox. That's when the day and the night equal. When you get that equinox around April 20, 21st, then you mark that day. You take the first moon. You mark the first day of that first moon. Then you count 14 days. You put a lamb on the 10th. That's all symbolic. It all has typology. You can get it. The information on a feast tape, the Passover, or the feast tape on the tabernacles. And the Feast of Pentecost, that's the period that we keep, and we teach, not because you have to keep that. We don't do that. We don't teach that you have to be saved. You have to have a testimony to be saved, praise Yahweh. And if you got one against the Word, we know what your testimony is. It come out of hell. And if you got one with the Word, and you can get up and teach people, the Bible said he that teaches against the commandments that teaches under the law, he will be called the least in the kingdom. The one that teaches and does it shall be called the greatest. Well, you know, evidently they want to be called the least, yet they want to prefer themselves as the bestest among the mostest. Well, we preach to the fewest because we're willing to sacrifice the crowd for quality, praise Yahweh.
Praise
quantity
God.
And quality. We go after quality. We want a few good men and women that will hear the word of Yahweh and obey it. And this is our testimony. We're going to quickly give you one more scripture. Go to Luke chapter 21, verse 13. And folks, let me tell you something. We just barely skimmed the surface of this message tonight. So you remember that you've got to have a testimony to please Yahweh. If you ain't got this testimony, we encourage you to come on board with Yahweh and walk in and find rest for your soul. We're going to start at the 13th verse. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Now, what was he talking about? Well, if you'll read the 12th verse, it will tell you. But before all these things, they shall lay hands on you. They shall persecute you. And as we know all about that, then Yahweh men, delivering you up to the synagogues, or the church preachers is one that delivers.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it. And into prisons, we got some of my brothers right tonight going in there,
mm-hmm.
being brought before kings and rulers for my sake, it shall turn to you for testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before you shall answer. He said, I'll give you a mouth. Now, this mouth is a testimony. And if you have this testimony, well and good. If you don't get one, praise Yahweh. And if you refuse to get one, well, then we know the gate will be closed to you. And that's our story tonight about testimony. Folks, get you one that'll please Yahweh, as I plead to you.